Audio point 2, Denhall Quay. You are standing on Denhall Quay, which was built in 1791. It's hard to imagine a time when this was a hive of activity, with ships transporting the coal from here to North Wales and Ireland. Before the advent of the railways, ships were the cheapest way to move coal. Of course, this all came to an end with the silting up of the estuary, which rendered the quay unusable. A key reason for Ness Colliery's closure. So just why did the estuary silt up? Ian Norris explains.
The silting of the Dee estuary is actually quite a complex. A number of factors are involved in this, some of which are geographical, some of which are man-made. Probably the man-made influence is greater because in the early part of the 18th century it was decided that Chester would reinvigorate its port by building a canal on the Welsh side of the estuary, and the building of that canal opened up Chester briefly as a port, but it meant that the deep navigation channel in the estuary shifted from the Neston side, which progressively then silted up, across to the Welsh side. But before that, silting was already taking place, and the silting largely was a consequence of the change of the tidal conditions in Liverpool Bay, partly as a consequence of the post-glacial rise in this part of the world of about 1 centimetre per 100 years, which caused the tidal influx in the channels outside of the Dee to change direction, and glacial material was swept into the estuary and then not swept out as the tide went out.
As Ian says, the silting was a constant problem in the river, but the very building of a quay projecting out into the river created its own problems, because that then trapped sediment that might otherwise have moved up or down the shore. It trapped it around the quay, and in the long term, that too would have led to it becoming unusable.
Now leave Denhall Quay, following the path to the left until you reach the Harp Inn. Here you should listen to audio point 3.